You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4.
Labour are going to talk today about the health and well-being of children, and they'll reveal an early manifesto commitment to make Britain's children the healthiest in the world. In part, they want to do this by bearing down on junk food and drink and the obesity that goes with it. John Ashworth is Labour's Shadow Health Secretary and is in our Westminster studio. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And when you look at advertising already restricted, isn't it, for children's TV, but you want to go further?
Yes, we want to go further because, as you say, our ambition is to have the healthiest children in the world. And that is a big ambition, but I'm personally ambitious for the health of the nation's children. And when you look at all the indicators, all the measurements, sadly, we are far too down the various league tables for things like obesity, for dental health, for mental health, when we're compared to other equivalent wealthy nations in Europe. And I think that's not good enough. I want to do something about it. Today, we're focusing on obesity. One in five children starts primary school obese. One in three children leave school obese. And as we know, obesity is costing the NHS £6 billion a year. Conditions associated with obesity, like type 2 diabetes, costing £10 billion. Mm. I'm afraid we think it's time to do something about it, something big and bold, which is why we're going to apply the rules which are currently applied to children's TV. And we're going to apply that to TV more generally, so that when you're sat down with your family, with your children, as I do, watching the X Factor and Britain's Got Talent, we're not going to be having the adverts for the junk food.
Right. So that's up to what the watershed shed up to 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
So that's an extension, basically, of the time during which advertising is restricted if it's advertising that kind of product.
That's right. Because, I realise, of course, this isn't the only measure which is going to help us tackle obesity. I mean, what is driving the obesity crisis is an interlinked, complex network of different issues going on. But we think this will be an important signal. We think a number of children are watching these programmes, and there is research which shows that children then, they see the adverts for McDonald's and so on, and then hassle their parents to go and get them at McDonald's. As I do take my children to McDonald's, so, I'm not, but it's all about doing these things in moderation.
What about bearing down on the foods themselves, maximum limits for sugar, for salt, for fat?
Well, look, I mean, the sugar tax, which David Cameron and George Osborne introduced, and I commend them for that, which may sound a bit odd in the heat of a general election campaign, but I believe in congratulating my opponents when they've done something good.
Because, and that'll put 6 to 8p on a tin of soft drink.
That is having the effect of forcing some of the food manufacturers to what we call reformulate, basically redo their recipes.
So what about doing that for foods as well?
No, just let me finish. So I think Ribena, for example, are changing the sugar content in Ribena. So there's no reason why food manufacturers cannot do the same here. If they want to advertise their foods on Britain's Got Talent, they can reformulate the recipes to reduce the sugar and the salt and the fat content.
But what about actually just addressing, never mind the advertising, actually going for the food itself and just saying you may not have this amount of sugar, this amount of salt, this amount of fat?
Well, we think this is an important place to start. This is what we think is the right way to approach it. I don't want to be overly heavy-handed, but I believe we have to do something. We cannot ignore the reality that it's costing the NHS £6 billion, and if we can reduce that bill, then we can be putting that money to frontline care.
The reason I come up with this plan of maximum permitted levels of sugar, salt and fat in foods marketed substantially to children is that was in your last manifesto, your 2015 manifesto. So actually, you're rowing back. You're not. This isn't a big, bold new thing. It's actually a reduction from what you had in your last manifesto.
I think banning the advertising of junk food on family viewing on a Saturday evening is big, it is bold, and I think you'll probably see.
But why are you not having maximum permitted levels?
I think you'll probably see that some people will, react to it and be very critical of it from the, from the advertising industry and so on. Look, these things can always be looked at, but this is what we're announcing today. Well, we think this is a good way to start tackling the obesity crisis.
Right. So you're not ruling that out.
Of course, I'm not.
It was in the 2015 manifesto.
No, I'm not. Of course, I'm not ruling it out. What I'm talking about today is advertising, because we think that will be an important way of encouraging food manufacturers to change what is in their ingredients.
The other thing people have talked about is labels, and particularly in Australia, there's been some thinking that actually you should start to go the same way in labels for some of these foods as we've gone with cigarettes.
Oh, I agree that. I think our labelling of foods needs to be much clearer. Of course it does.
Really? Do you think there should be health warnings on packets?
I think food should be clearer about the fat content. I know we have the various...
Yeah, that's not quite the same thing, is it? I suppose what people in Australia have talked about is actually having warnings, as you have on cigarettes, that say this is really bad for you.
No, we're not proposing that, but I do think the labelling on food items should be clearer. I know we have the various traffic light codes and so on, but I think it does need to be clearer because, as I say, if you've got obesity costing you, the taxpayer, effectively £6 billion a year, then we have to do something about it.
Mm. I don't know if you heard Caroline Lucas talking just a few moments ago from the Greens and saying that there needs to be a progressive alliance and people, she says, are crying out for it. When will the left ever learn? She said people are begging for Labour and the other parties of the left to get going. As a senior Labour politician, is there any chance, do you think, of that happening this election?
No.
Why not?
Because we're a national party and we have a responsibility to give every part of England, Scotland and Wales the opportunity to vote for a Labour candidate.
But what she says is that what you'll have as a result of that is a Conservative government, and then everyone on the left will be licking their wounds afterwards and wondering why they allowed it to happen.
You know something, I've been involved in lots of elections. And in my experience, politicians who try and do these backroom deals never ever come out of it well. You know, we need to give everybody the opportunity to vote for a Labour candidate. In the end, the British people will make a judgment, and the British people are always correct in the end. So we will abide by the judgment of the British people, but we're not going to have these backroom deals. We saw the Liberal Party going into coalition with the Tories based on the backroom deal, and look where that got them.
John Ashworth, thank you very much.
You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.